In our reading today from John's Gospel, Jesus said to Nicodemus, "The wind blows where it chooses. You must be born again." Today is Trinity Sunday. Our scripture readings do not explicitly define the Trinity. However, they refer to the presence, renewal, or rebirth by the Spirit. And each Sunday, we apportion a space in our worship and affirm our faith by saying that we believe in God the Father, in Jesus Christ, and in the Holy Spirit. These words appear as a source of divine blessing every time we baptize or pray. But how many of us understand the mutuality of this peculiar relationship of God as three persons in one God? The German theologian Karl Barth says this. He says, "Independently of divine disclosure, a human possesses no knowledge of divinity that qualifies him or her to declare who or what God is unless God has revealed his reality and perfections." Karl Barth is referring to the mystery of work of regeneration. Regeneration is an individual and personal experience. Jesus expresses it beautifully to Nicodemus. He says, "The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear it, but you do not know where it comes from or goes." Over the centuries, Christians have come to know God and enjoy a single energy and relationship with Him through the embodiment of the Trinity. The mystery of the Trinity and being born again are robust but complicated Christian theologies. Nicodemus' meeting with Jesus takes me back to my first encounter as a witness of this rebirth. I was still incredibly young, a high school kid. I was confident that my love for Christ was pure, simple, and passionate. At an early age, I was exposed to the scriptures. But like Nicodemus, I was puzzled about eternal life through regeneration. It was beyond my understanding. It still is. My encounter was at a weekend retreat. After the early evening session, we were divided into groups to study and pray. My group included some high school seniors who invited their non-Christian friends from another school. It was a perfect August evening with a bright full moon. After a short prayer, the group began the study with the same John's Gospel we just heard. So the mood and scripture were suitable for the occasion. The visitors had a few taxing questions for us. We struggled with the answers. And after hours of studying and wrestling with the scriptures, the visitors embraced the gospel and even asked to be baptized. It was incredible. The stars became an altar for praise and worship. I witnessed the power of the gospel change somebody's life. What I learned about Nicodemus is that he was God-fearing. But something was standing between him and salvation. He wanted to know about his eternal destination. Our eternal destination is a question worth mulling over, and some of you may have thought of that question too. The answer Jesus gave Nick left him shaking his head in confusion. You must be born again. As we continue to grow in Christ, we must face the trajectory of our souls. We must get connected. Let us then be steadfast, live in the Spirit, and pray that the grace of God, the Father, the love of God's Son, and the Holy Spirit, our advocate, keep us together and bring us to be witnesses of the three persons in unity as one in eternal glory. Amen.